Well, there's a new advertising campaign, a tourism campaign for Victoria called Stay Close, Go Further. Obviously, all post, well, not quite post-pandemic yet, but as we come out of it and the restrictions clear, a great opportunity for us to travel within Victoria and vice versa as well, get people from Melbourne back up to the region. Brendan McClements is the CEO of Visit Victoria, joins us on the show this morning. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. I guess if there's one thing that has come out of all this, it is our want and need to help each other within Victoria. That is, of course, now the numbers have come down. Before they did, we would have built our own ring of steel to keep you buggers from Melbourne out of the place. But, but all is forgiven. All is forgiven. So it's great, isn't it? People want to work together.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think anyone can understand what Victorians have been through other than Victorians. And it's quite clear that there's a real interest in making sure we do whatever we can to help Victoria come back. And that starts today.
Yeah. So tell us about the campaign. What are we encouraging? What are we trying to achieve out of it?
Well, look, it's pretty simple at one level. We need as many Victorians to want to get around and move around the state. We think it's a fantastic place to live and holiday in. So the campaign Stay Close, Go Further is all about encouraging people in this state to make sure they take some time to get around this state and see what it's got to offer.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing. I was thinking about it after, you know, organising to chat to you today. Like Central Victoria, absolutely gorgeous. But a few months ago, I went to parts of the Gippsland I'd never been to before. The Riverina, there's the high country, there's the coast. I mean, the thing is that there are such a range of types of areas that we can visit. It's not like it's, you know, all the same. It's so different and varied.
It's amazing, Victoria, that you tend to take it for granted, but we do have everything within driving distance. As you say, there's mountains, there's in the winter there's snow, in the summer there's surf, and everything in between. It's an extraordinary place, and Stay Close, Go Further is about finding some of the people out in regional Victoria who are doing extraordinary things and really telling the story through their eyes. So, so far so good. We're very encouraged about the response, and we do want every Victorian to take the chance to help their fellow Victorians.
Well, certainly just anecdotally, talking to people around here, I mean, everybody's hot to trot. I mean, everybody wants to. We all love travel. We all love holidays. And as much as we love our own area, just the thought to be able to, you know, get down to the beach or, as I say, get up to the high country, the river, whatever. Everybody's hot to go.
They are sure. They sure are. I mean, I've sat in a few meetings with various people along the way, some of them who think that travel, because of the broader economic issues, will be something that people may move away from, and I've said they're thinking, no, it doesn't work like that. People are absolutely desperate to travel, but it is very much a part of what we in particular Australia like, so this will be a great chance, and I do think there's a lot of demand there at the moment, so hopefully people can get out, get about, get amongst us, and enjoy everything that the state has.
And obviously, Visit Victoria have made it as easy as possible too with this new initiative, Click for Vic. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, Click for Vic. Well, that was a way of absolutely helping the making and creating people in across the state, Melbourne and in other parts of the state, to continue to get some cash flow during a pretty difficult time. But one of the things we knew from the start it would also do is tell people about the stories and the people in other parts of Victoria and what they do. And I know, I've obviously been on Click for Vic, bought some stuff from up in the Loddon Valley. It was a fantastic way of getting me a connection to other parts of the state that maybe I didn't know too much about previously. So it's done a great job. I think there's been something in the order of 500,000 people who've moved through and gone on to various websites of various producers, put some money in people's pockets at a difficult time, and importantly created a connection between the people and the places that they may want to visit.
Yeah, and I see actually with that, that more than 70% of people surveyed by Visit Victoria said they were looking forward to visiting regional Victoria and Melbourne once it was safe to do so. So, you know, obviously that figure is huge.
It's a fantastic result. It's certainly up on what we saw last year before the situation we've been through. So to see that level of intention of wanting to get out into regional Victoria and across the state is a fantastic starting point, obviously, to try and get people moving again, get some activity happening, to try and deal with the challenging circumstances we've all been through.
Yep, absolutely. Well, congratulations to you and your team. Brendan, it's a great initiative. It's a great campaign. And I think I can say quite comfortably and confidently that it'll be very well supported, I would think.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting up and into central Victoria as well. It's a beautiful part of the world. I really want to get up there again, so I'm looking forward to it.
We'll pop in and say g'day when you do.
I shall do.
Good on you. Brendan McClements, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Brendan, CEO of Visit Victoria.